I don't care if I die tomorrow. I don't care about if I die tonight. I go. In Jesus' name. I don't afraid nothing. But it's hard to hear the word, to hear God. It's hard when he's talking to you. Because you're in the flesh. And then Moses led the people out of the camp to meet with God. And they stood at the foot of the mountain. And the mountain Sinai was covered with smoke because the Lord descended out, it in fire, the smoke, and below it up from is like the smoke from the furnace. And the whole mountain trembled violently. And the sound of the trumpet grew louder and louder than the Moses and the voice of God answer him. Just I want to. Did the Lord want me bring it? That's the bring of what I bring it to you. It's because he wants you to be cleansing yourself in your life. And be right with God, it not happened to you like it happened to those people that before. Because these people today belong to Jesus. Nobody was saved. But these people today, Lord God loves so much to us. And he sent his son for you. Amen. And you got to follow him. Yes. If you don't follow him, you lose the way. Amen. This word is supposed to hear thousands and thousands of people. It's a problem. Because God. But not because God, because themselves. And then. And see, about holy. As holy. The Lord replied, go down and bring Aaron up with you. But the priests and the people must not force their way to come up to the mount to the Lord. Or he will break out against them. So Moses went down to the people and told them. This is the one part, but I got to do the other part. The Lord wanted straight out the people today more than ever. Amen. It challenges you because you belong to Him. And because you belong to Him, He tried to help you. Not because it's a hard word, but He tried to help you because you belong to Him. But the people before, they even if they lie, they drop dead. Because the people live by the law, but not today. So we have to be more straight in life. Amen. Live more straight and live this world. Amen. Because once, today or tomorrow, or after tomorrow, whatever, you got to leave this world and go to God. If you need right in God, then you go to someplace else. That's why the Lord wants us to bring the word so the people know. And they say over here in the Exodus 20. The Ten Commandments. The people need the Ten Commandments once in a while. Look at the Ten Commandments. Either you do right or you do wrong in your life. Check yourself. Because when you taste it, when you make a dinner, whatever you make it, you taste it to see if it needs a little more salt or not, for it tastes better. And then you put a little more salt if you need it, and it tastes good. Oh, wonderful. The best food. That the same way we have to do in the Word of God. Take the Ten Commandments to see if what you did wrong or right. You don't fool nobody. You fool yourself. We fool we self. And not say do. Put the point in nobody. I am the first one. You put some chocolate or something that is not so sweet, I like to put a little more sugar. A little more sugar because it not tastes me so good, you know. So we have to check the Ten Commandments. And God spoke all this word. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. And you shall have no other God before me. That's the first one the Lord gave it to me. You shall make for you, for yourself, an idol in the form of anything in heaven, above or on the earth, beneath, or in the water below. You know, I was in the water below. Got another world downstairs. Before the water. Got a lot of water. Like a sea. And they got the after this ground, got another ground down now. And people live there. The Lord sent me by the hole and dropped me in the hole, and they go over there. I think about twice. When I go to the little house, old house, like when I, house like when I live, when I got 8 years old, that bed house, you know. And one lady give it to me food. And he said to me, here we can even think nothing bad. Because if we think in something bad, coming the beast and kill you. I think this earth today is more insane and down. That's why Jesus sent, the Father sent Jesus to help us, yeah. To save us. This is the worst land. And God loved to us too so much and sent Jesus to help us. That's why it's the world of today. That's why you got the word today. For help us. For go to heaven. And you shall not bow down to them or worship them. For I the Lord, your God, and a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of the father to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me. Do you not think the people not hate God? If you talk about God, if you don't want to hear about the Holy Spirit, what about the election they have today? Election they got to vote. And the New York State vote at the favor of the homosexual. They know about the homosexual. They were against God. Because how can it be family? Woman with woman who got family. There be men. The Lord make a man and woman. No man and man together. And they vote against God, what the God is doing. Yeah. Uh-huh. They think they're going to pay for? Yeah. They're going to pay for. They're going to pay for. People think this is something. It's something because they got a good job and make a lot of money. Yeah. They talk like I'm talk filthy. Because they got a lot of money, they think it's something. There's nothing. Because sooner or later they go to down, and the spirit go to I don't know where. So, but against God, but showing love to a thousand generation of those who love me. See? And keep my commandment. And you shall not mock nor measure the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who mentioned his name. How many times I heard about even the movie star? Oh God, for me, for little things, you know, make no sense. And remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. But the 7 days is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not be to do any work. For in 6 days the Lord made the heaven and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them. But he rested on the 7 days. Therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. And honor your father and your mother, so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. If you no love your mother and your father, because they're just strong and just young or whatever, and you think you are something, you gotta pay for. I saw one before. He died in the crazy house. He got 2 cars. One public for the people and one for him. John Mayer. He was crazy, little bit not. And then they put in the crazy house, and then he died there. Mm-hmm. I remember that. That's a long time ago. And you shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet neighbor's wife or his man servant or maid servant, ox or donkey, even a donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. When the people saw the thunder and lightning and hear the trumpet and saw the mountain in smoke, they tremble and fear, and they stay at distance and say to Moses, speak to us yourself, and we will listen. But do not have God speak to us, or we will die. Because it's hard to hear God to talk. He's from heaven. From heaven, he can talk to the ground. From heaven. Because everything belongs to him. He can be here, he's in heaven too, at the same time. Or in heaven and be here, or here and be here. Because all belong to him. So Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. God has come to test you.
Yes.
See? You think you didn't got test? The God tests you. If you try to be so holy, so holy, so holy, God tests you. Yeah, because he knows your weakness. He knows. Has come to test you, that the fear of God will be with you, to keep you from sinning. See. Keep you from sinning. And the people reminded and distance, and while Moses approached the thick and darkness where God was. Then the Lord said to Moses, tell the Israelites this. You have seen for yourself that I have spoken to us, to you, from heaven. And do not make any God to be alongside me. Do not make for yourself God of silver or gold. Make an altar of earth for me and sacrifice on it your burnt offering and fellowship offering and your sheep and goat and your cattle wherever I cause my name to be honored. And I will come to you and bless you. If you make an altar, do not build with a dressed stone, for you will defile it if you use tools on it. And do not go up to my altar on the steps, lest your meekness be exposed on it. This is the word I make it today. We have to listen God and be a straight life. Live a straight life. Yes. in God. Everybody, because you're poor, because you don't got money, because you don't have more. If you don't got money, if you don't got food, pray to God. He's enough so for send you food. I remember I go with my wife to a store, to a Top, and she got the money. I ain't no got no money in the pocket. She buy because she got the money. I ain't no got the money that time, that day. And in the store, I like avocado, some kind of avocado like this, and little by little go much more, but so beautiful avocado in the store. And I like it. I like the avocado. But before I go to the store, you know, got some kind of the play money, you know. I make it $50, $20, whatever. But that no, it's no good, it's for play. And I walk, and I see a $20 bill. I said, $20 bill? Viña, I told my wife, I call it Viña. I call it Viña. They call it Armenia, but they call it Viña. I love her. I love her. So, let me see the money, $20 bills, if you got it. And he showed me $1, $20 bill. And look like the same. It was the same money. But I not trust it anyway. But then, for be sure, when she buy, I put the $20 I found. And pass was good. And then I saw the avocado, I bought three big ones. I said, oh my God. I was happy, look at this. Somebody dropped it, you know, fell the dollar, nobody dropped it the money. And I found it. Even the wind maybe put it in the place. Then don't no go from there. It worked for me. You know, the Lord is, you know, you got to trust God. You got to trust God no matter what. You got to trust God. If you don't trust God, He know. You know, maybe you find anything, can give it to you, but you know, no appreciate. But when you trust God, everything coming. When I think I got to eat worse, that's the best day I eat better. That's the day I eat better. My God. If I need some money, I found the way to have the money. And everything coming clear. How? My God. We got to trust Him. Trust Him. Because He's with you. The Holy Spirit is your own person. And He's with you anywhere you. Sometimes I look for something and I go to tell the Holy Spirit to help me. And then before I open my mouth, He tell me the things are, the key, whatever. How I can deny. My God. So thank you so much. Appreciate what you do to me. Yes. Thank you. And Father, thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Because I worked for 40 years in this company. About for 40 years, it got more than 40 years. I worked with this company, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I work for this company. So I keep doing. Do the best. Sometimes I can, but when I got a call over here, nothing happened. Everything is okay. Everything is all right. No pain, no hurt, no nothing. You know? When I come over here. So, I believe I am more in the spirit than in the flesh. And the flesh I use it for it. I feel very good. I feel very good. So, I keep moving the same way. In Jesus' name, thank you so much.